It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And just as an overall sort of a view of our area, we did have a hard frost last Tuesday morning. I had 27 degrees, and that was what I would call a killing frost, first killing frost. It certainly subjected all of the plants in the garden to wilting, except for the Brussels sprouts, who just went, hey, bring it on. That just felt wonderful. Give me some more. But around the area, there are, I think last week I said there were some singularly spectacular maples. Well, there are some singularly spectacular maples still out there and still showing us some of the very most beautiful colors. But for the most part right now, the colors are in the oaks. The oaks, I have a red oak in my front yard that is beautiful. It's interesting because the bottom of the tree is sort of the old dull, burnished bronze leaves that are about ready to fall off. But the top of the tree is still a very vibrant and shiny bronze and lovely. And I think you can see those as you're driving along. They really are that deep red color. Beyond that oak, the white oaks, for the most part in my yard anyway, the white oaks have dropped their leaves and are just all set for winter. The other reds that I'm seeing right now, and one of the most prominent reds, is the arrowwood. And arrowwood has these beautiful burgundy leaves right now. For the most part, the big round leafed dogwood leaves, which are also burgundy, have fallen, and as have almost all of the leaves. In fact, I put down last trees bare for my beaked and American hazel this week. They seem to be completely done, and that is to our advantage, those of us that are grouse hunters, because now you can actually see into the woods a bit, so that when those birds do get up, you can kind of locate them and maybe get your gun up and get a shot off before they disappear into the woods. So the round-leaf dogwoods and the hazelbrush are kind of done, but there are these bushes that you're going to see out there that are clinging to these beautiful claret or burgundy leaves, kind of a reddish blue color, deep red color, and those leaves are probably on the downy arrowwood. If you look at the arrowwood leaf, you'll see that it's got great jagged teeth along the edges, and the species name for that plant is dentatum, which talks about the teeth. And speaking of teeth, the big tooth aspens are probably at their peak right now. If you're driving along this morning and there are some remarkably beautiful yellow trees out there, maybe tipped with orange or red, there's a patch on the top of the hill as you come out of Coleraine that are always stunning this time of year. There are some on the river road that I've been watching that are just gorgeous and had these beautiful red leaves mixed in with that bright yellow that is more traditionally the color of big tooth aspen. But the ones on the river road, I noticed in the last couple of days, the red leaves have fallen away, and those that remain are primarily yellow. At my house, my big tooth aspens are probably at their peak of color right now, and I have a certain cohort of trembling aspen that the eagles have built a nest in one of them, and all of the others around it, you can see that they're all the same genetic material because their phenology is identical. And those trees are, they're more yellow than green right now, but they are basically still not at their peak of color. And these are trembling aspens, and that's typical of trembling aspens. I mean, there are some aspens in my yard, trembling aspens, that are completely bare. All the leaves have turned yellow and fallen to the ground. There are other aspens that are bright yellow right now, But there are some that are still green going to yellow. And that only has to do with the genetic material in each of those trees. And because aspens clone, oftentimes you'll find a big patch of trees that are all pretty much identical. And in some cases, those trees might be bare right now. In some cases, they might be bright yellow. And in other cases, like mine, they might be a mixture of yellow and green and still just approaching their peak of color. So lots of colors in the aspen. Lots of yellows out there, just about every color or every shade of yellow that you can imagine. I did notice that in my front yard, I have a red osier dogwood, and we were talking a little bit earlier about the arrowwood, which was so beautifully burgundy, and the dogwoods do the same thing. They get kind of a burgundy color to them, and then as they fade, they will actually kind of drift off towards pink, and they'll become really pretty. And the ones in my front yard are somewhere between that deep reddish color and sliding into that pink color. So look at the red osier dogwoods. They're kind of spectacular right now. The pagoda dogwoods, a week ago, I had a note about pagoda dogwoods maybe approaching their peak of color. That was last Tuesday. And this, I looked at my pagoda dogwood yesterday, and there's about four leaves left on it. So once that tree decided to change color, it didn't waste any time. It changed color and promptly dropped all of its leaves. So that sort of brings you up to date on the plants. Lots of plants in color right now. The northern holly are still pretty green, although you can see out in the woods that they're starting, the leaves sort of fleck with black, and they don't really become spectacularly yellow or anything like that. They just kind of get darker and darker, and then they fall away. But right now, they're still pretty green. And along with those bright red berries, they make them pretty easy to see. And there seem to be a lot of berries out there this year. So the birds haven't really hit the northern holly by my house too hard yet. Among the birds in the past week, I heard a flock of geese heading south this past week. I had a big flock, almost 100 birds of double-crested cormorants fly over a group of students and I over at Bemidji just a week ago today on Tuesday. And eastern bluebirds are common and migrating. My niece called me from Minneapolis or texted me from Minneapolis yesterday saying that there were eastern bluebirds in her yard down in Minneapolis and cedar waxwings. And the cedar waxwings were getting drunk on the fermenting berries in her yard, and she actually had a couple of dead ones that she was kind enough to send me pictures of. I know you think that's morbid, but I like to be able to show kids live pictures of birds, live or dead, just so that they can see them up close and understand that these birds are, you know, quite beautiful and quite remarkable. And so I've got several pictures of dead cedar waxwings that got so drunk that they couldn't avoid flying into a window and breaking their necks. Unfortunately, that's one of the one of those things that can happen when you overindulge in fermented berries. I'm trying to think now. Oh, the other thing I saw last Wednesday, I saw a monarch butterfly, and I think I saw one the day before, but I wasn't sure. But on Wednesday, I saw one just obvious. It was right beside my car, and I got a good long look at it and realized, hey, that's a monarch, and it's probably headed south. It's got a ways to go and got a late start, but yeah, better late than never, I guess. I saw an American magpie up north of Deer River on Thursday last week, and Northern Harrier, a male Northern Harrier, was flying over the fields by my house on Blue Heron Road, and so I got a chance to look at those. I mentioned that the hazelnuts are kind of down. The The other plant that's kind of notable out there, thimbleberry, if you're lucky enough to be in the neighborhood where some of it grows, you'll see that it's quite yellow right now. And the other plant that I noticed this past week is that the milkweed pods have split open, but there isn't any active release of seeds yet. There, you can see the silk is kind of sticking out of the pods, but it hasn't broken loose and started to drift around yet. At least I haven't seen that here in the Grand Rapids area as of yet. Tamaracks are rapidly approaching their peak of color, unless you think of that slightly orangey color that comes after their bright gold, bright yellow as their peak. Why, they're not. I see a few of the tamaracks that have moved into that kind of orangey yellow, but for the most part, they're just bright yellow right now, so enjoy the tamaracks. They are going to be spectacular probably this week. Lots of the little red meadowhawk dragonflies out. I saw numbers of them yesterday, and with the weather predictions for this week with highs in the 60s, I suspect we'll see a lot more. These are the males are bright red and the females are kind of gold colored, and they are really active right now as they're laying eggs and just cruising around looking for those last few bugs. And speaking of the last few bugs, though the dragonflies don't eat them, I wish they would. The deer ticks are really nasty at my house. And the mosquitoes are still out and buzzing around, and you can still get a mosquito bite if you haven't had one yet and are kind of anxious to get one before the end of the year. It's still possible to jump out and get one of those. And I did see a hornet flying around this past week out at the spruce site. And I don't know if this was one that somehow managed to avoid that hard frost or what, but it did manage to hang on and was out buzzing around. Yesterday, while I was out walking around, I noticed that the what we call princess pine, which is sometimes called round-branched ground pine, there's a mouthful for you, Lycopodium dendroideum, has brand new bright yellow-green stroboli. Those are the parts of the plant where the spores will be dispersed. And they are coming up now on the princess pine. So if you're out in the woods, it's well worth checking those out. Lots of things going on. It's an exciting time of the year. I hope that you can get out and do some observations and share them with us when you have something to report. Thanks.